You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There are stars in East Oakland, not just the ones you see in the sky, but homegrown in the community. John Jones III is a third-generation East Oakland resident. He asked our Hey Area team, who are the famous people from East Oakland? KALW's Janae Darden went searching for answers.
My list of famous people from East Oakland started off as one sheet from my yellow legal pad. Then I went into Facebook groups, brainstormed with friends, and before I knew it, I had pages. And when I talked to John Jones, it was clear he could fill pages too. Like me, some of his knowledge came from growing up in the neighborhood. I grew up near the Fruitvale District. And Jones?
I grew up in what some people call Deep East Oakland, a.k.a. Baby Iraq. A.K.A. the Killing Zone.
He and other locals call it the Killing Zone because of the amount of violence in the area. Some of the Bay Area's best-known rappers made life in those tough surroundings part of their art.
The ghetto, funky, funky ghetto. Even though the streets are bumpy, lights burned out. Dope fiends die with a pipe.
I tell my age, I'm 44. So, of course, I grew up listening to Too Short, for example.
Shout out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because Too Short was obviously one of the first pioneers of West Coast hip hop. And what made him stood out was the fact that he was actually rapping about things that we saw growing up.
Every day I wonder just how I die. Only thing I know is how to survive.
But before hip hop, old school artists put Oakland on the map as a city with musical talent. From jazz and blues clubs after World War II to soul funk bands in the 1970s. One shining star from that decade is Latin jazz great Pete Escovedo. He's best known for his percussionary sound. Escovedo and Too Short's Oakland experiences are drastically different. Too Short knows East Oakland's gritty side in the 80s, but 20 years earlier, Escovedo lived in a low crime era of East Oakland, about a mile from Highland Hospital. For Escovedo, living with his family motivated him to reach high.
I guess you wonder where I've been.
Well, you know, at that time, Oakland was more and more safe than it ever was. So the kids were always out in the neighborhood playing in the streets. And those are the days when you had to yell at them and say, come home for dinner, right?
The 82-year-old percussionist was born in Pittsburgh, California, but lived in East Oakland off and on with his wife and kids. His wife, Juanita, was the family breadwinner.
I was the home daddy. I took care of the kids and then played music at night. And we moved quite a bit because there were times when we couldn't pay the rent.
It wasn't until 1972, when he and his brother went on tour with Santana, that his career began to take off. Escovedo eventually left Oakland, but says he owes a lot to the time he spent there.
You know, you just keep trying. You keep pushing. You keep chasing the stars.
While Pete Escovedo was chasing his dreams, 4 miles away, another star in the making was kicking open doors for himself. Some people are surprised that Bruce Lee, he did live in Oakland, in East Oakland.
And he had opened up 2 martial arts classes. One was in North Oakland. The second one was in Maxwell Park.
Maxwell Park is a neighborhood in East Oakland near Mills College. And teaching in Oakland was a turning point for both Lee's career and martial arts. In 1964, a martial arts master from San Francisco challenged Lee to an epic fight that went down behind closed doors in Oakland. They agreed Lee would stop teaching non-Chinese students if he lost. The fight only lasted for a few minutes. Afterwards, Lee continued teaching anyone who wanted to learn. A few years later, he became a box office hit. That's some nunchuck action from 1972's Fist of Fury, one of several major movies Lee starred in. Lee isn't the only actor who spent time in East Oakland. Tom Hanks lived in the Fruitvale District as a kid. And one little boy would grow up to make one of the highest-grossing superhero movies ever.
Prince T'Challa, the Black Panther.
Director Ryan Coogler lived on 80th Avenue in what is referred to as Deep East Oakland. When Black Panther came out, he came back to Oakland to talk before a screening at the Grand Lake Theater.
I just wanted to swing by and say thank you to you guys, man, for taking the time out of y'all night. Thursday night, you can see this now. father used to take me here to come see whatever movie he thought, like a black father and a black son should come see together. He took me here to see Boys in the Hood when I was like 4 years old or 3 years old or something crazy like that. And I sat right here in this back row, right there, and cried like crazy at the end of the movie, probably annoyed everybody. So hopefully nobody got no babies in here like my dad did right now.
Growing up, Coogler loved movies and he loved sports. So it's likely he went to see some of Oakland's beloved teams play. And athletes from East Oakland play all kinds of sports around the country. So Oakland is known for its ballers, right? We're talking about sports ballers.
That's right. Legal employment.
Who's from East Oakland that's an athlete that you like?
Gary Payton, the glove. I mean, he's literally one of the greatest point guards.
Payton is now retired. He played for the Seattle Supersonics most of his career and won a championship with the Miami Heat.
High off the glass, Gary Payton banks it in. Gary Payton with another big shot.
I don't follow sports, but I've been hearing about this young man, Damian Lillard. Is it Lillard? Is that how you pronounce it?
Brookfield.
Okay, yes. And he went to Oakland High.
Yes.
Lillard plays for the Portland Trail Blazers. Today, he hosts an annual picnic at Brookfield Park, where he used to shoot hoops as a kid. He gives away food and shoes to youth.
That's why I say it's important. He's right now one of the greatest young talents in the game today. He is a superstar, but he gives back. And once again, he's from Brookfield.
And of course, some East Oakland athletes play for their home teams. Former A's pitcher Dave Stewart helped the A's win the 1989 World Series.
It's a ground ball to the right side, speared by Phillips, flips to Eckersley, yes, he's there in time, and the A's are the world champions.
The fandom you see for the Warriors today is how it used to be for the A's back in the late 80s and early 90s. You couldn't walk around Oakland without seeing someone in an A's jersey or starter jacket, and kids dreamed of being ball boys or girls for the team. And as it turns out, one of the very first ball girls in the major leagues is famous today for a totally different reason.
Who is this person?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Mrs. Fields.
Oh, Mrs. Field Cookies.
Did you know
that? Wow. No. But I grew up eating those cookies. Yeah. Those cookies was good. Yeah.
They're still good. Debbie Fields was 13 when she first sparked her cookie magic in her Fruitvale home.
The turning point was when I took my check, I went shopping, and I walked down the shopping aisles and I bought real butter.
Fields tells me that the money she made as a ball girl for the A's allowed her to really kick off her baking career.
And I went home and I whipped up a batch of cookies. I took them out of the oven, let them cool slightly, and I took a bite and I went, oh my gosh, butter tastes better.
Fields turned her cookies into an international business. She says Oakland prepared her for sweet success.
You know, Oakland taught me to be strong. Oakland taught me to be tough and to dream. To dream that I could achieve a better life by my willingness to work so incredibly hard and be the best that I could be.
John says that Debbie Fields story reminds him of someone else.
Probably one of the most famous people to come from East Oakland in the hip-hop world, who opened a door for other, probably the first hip-hop artist to really get paid.
Mm-hmm. Say his name.
For trying to give back.
Say his name.
But the one and only.
That's right.
MC Hammer.
Let's get it started.
He used to sell tapes out the trunk of his car. That's how a lot of rappers got money back in the early to mid-80s.
Hammer spent a lot of time in East Oakland. He also worked for the A's around the same time as Debbie Fields. The players gave him the nickname Hammer.
That hustle, that's also an Oakland thing.
John says it's important that Oakland kids know examples of people who hustled, who made it, and who came from the same places as them. So I ask him, what would you say to youth who maybe feel like, you know, I don't know if I can make it because I don't have XYZ. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have wealthy parents.
I want the youth in particular to know that no matter what your circumstances are, you have the ability to overcome because people have done that before you. So you're not just coming out of a ghetto. You're coming out of a rich, fertile soil that will breed, that will spark a creative genius to allow you to do anything that you set your heart, mind, and will to do.
The famous people in this story didn't make it with hard work alone. The community gave them a boost as they reached for the stars, until they eventually became one. In East Oakland for Cross Currents, I'm Janae Darden.